Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline Project has been called off as the companies continue to face mounting opposition from environmental groups. Duke Energy and Dominion Energy say they are dropping the proposed $8 billion pipeline that would have carried natural gas through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, and underneath the Appalachian Trail. The companies blamed continued regulatory delays and uncertainty about the project, which was announced in 2014 as an easy way to get energy into underserved parts of the country. Coronavirus cases continue to surge this holiday weekend. The CDC says the U.S. added more than 50,000 new confirmed cases today, for a total of more than 2.8 million infected and nearly 130,000 deaths in the U.S., that according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Texas hit a record for hospitalizations this weekend, with Houston as the epicenter. Officials are begging people to stay home. Harris County Judge Lina Hidalgo is the head of the county's governing body.
All I can say is recommend, ask that the community stay home, which of course is not as effective and I don't think is appropriate at the level of crisis we're facing right now. Today, restaurants are still open. Indoor events can take place no matter the size. And so that's the issue that I'm facing here.
Speaking there to ABC's News, she says Houston has moved to the highest possible threat level, which she says signifies a severe and uncontrolled level for COVID-19. Austin's mayor, Steve Adler, says hospitals are facing a crisis. Both mayors are calling on the governor for more help. President Trump has delivered two consecutive addresses accusing protesters who've been tearing down statues in the name of racial justice of attacking American values. The latest historical statue came down in Baltimore last night. NPR's Amy Held reports protesters removed a statue of Christopher Columbus and rolled it into the city's harbor.
Using ropes, demonstrators yanked down the statue, dragging and dropping it into Baltimore's inner harbor. A spokesman for the city's Democratic mayor says it's part of an ongoing national narrative that such monuments may represent different things to different people. Columbus killed, kidnapped, and enslaved indigenous people, and in Waterbury, Connecticut, an Italian-American group is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of those who removed the head of a Columbus statue at City Hall. In his 4th of July address, President Trump described an angry mob going against the, quote, American way of life, which began in 1492 when Columbus discovered America. Amy Held, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow up about a quarter of a percent. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, up nearly a half percent. U.S. futures contracts are also trading higher. This is NPR News. One of the two people hit by a man who drove his car into a crowd of protesters on a closed freeway in Seattle has died. The hospital says the 24-year-old woman died last night. Another person was injured and is in stable condition. The suspect is in custody and is charged with vehicular assault. Seattle has been the site of prolonged unrest following the May 25th police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, which sparked nationwide protests. A state board in Colorado will review requests to change the names of geographic places to remove racially insensitive names. Carly Huckles from member station KUNC has more.
The Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board will review names such as Negro Creek, Mount Evans, and Squaw Mountain. The 15-member group already has more than 10 proposals to review once it convenes. In a statement, Polis said the board's mission is to evaluate proposals for changes and to make recommendations to the governor. The board must first coordinate with its counterparts at the federal level before any of the state's geographic features can be renamed. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
Disney World is set to begin a phased reopening next weekend in Florida, but without stage shows because of a dispute with actors over coronavirus testing. Stage shows and performances involving members of the Actors' Equity Union won't be available because the union says Disney refuses to provide regular testing. And for those attractions open, attendance will be limited and by reservation only. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.